This news update is brought to you by Thumb Office Supply of Bad Acts. Big enough to meet your needs, small enough to care, because one of the deep secrets of life is this. All that is really worth doing is what we do for others, and that is Thumb Office Supply of Bad Acts. Hi, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and a quick look at one of your local stories, beginning with the Huron County Road Commission, who has announced upcoming bridge maintenance work set to begin this coming Monday over the Pigeon River in Windsor Township. Heist and Notter Roads. The primary focus of the project involves concrete patch repairs to the piers, with the goal of extending the operational lifespan of the existing bridges. So beginning on May the 20th, Heist Road will be closed between Notter Road and Gagetown Road over the Pigeon River. Following the completion of this phase, bridge work will shift to Notter Road between Geiger Road and Broderick Road over the Pigeon River, with work expected to be concluded by July the 2nd. Designated detours will be in place. Motorists are urged to adhere to posted detour routes. For additional information, kindly reach out to the Huron County Road Commission. Turns out this week is Police Week in America. Lots of easy ways to thank a police officer this week. Well, you can send an email to their precinct and, you know, and send a, a thank you to them, a word of gratuity. Send a text message to an officer that you know or family of an officer. Remind them that they are appreciated. Call into your local radio station. Be that friendly caller who says, I just want to give a shout out to our law enforcement during Police Week and say thank you. I encourage other citizens to do the same. If you're a company or a business, see if you can deliver a meal for them this week. Do you have a social media following? We'll get on there and post encouraging your followers to thank an officer. If you have a child or grandchildren, invite them to join you in writing handwritten notes and then drop them off at the station. Do you see a police officer in public as you are running your errands? Well, go out of your way. Slip up to them and say, excuse me, I understand this is Police Week, and I just wanted to thank you for your service to me and my family. We pray for you and appreciate you immensely. You can also drop off a bouquet of flowers to the station with a note of gratitude. Grab a bundle of coffee cards at your local coffee shop and drop them off with a note of thanks. And lastly, grab a banner or huge card and have everyone at your business or your church or office sign it and deliver it to the station. So it doesn't take much to show love to our officers, all right? And this is our time to do something for them. Say, I'll be right back.
We've all had that moment. The cell phone slips from your hand. You fumble to catch it, but it hits the ground. If you're lucky, the phone survives the fall unharmed. However, if you weren't so lucky, there is a very good chance you were left with an ugly scratch or a shattered screen on your phone. Leaving your device with a shattered screen can cause more serious problems over time, such as dead spots, backlight malfunction, dark spots, and discoloration. Not to mention, continued cell phone use with a cracked screen can eventually lead to complete loss of functionality. Time for a new cell phone? Not necessarily. The best way to repair your cracked screen without risking further damage is to bring it to a professional repair service. Thumb Office Supply not only repairs computers, they also repair damaged devices such as phones and tablets. Their trained technicians at Thumb Office Supply can diagnose your problem and will let you know if they can fix your screen quickly and safely. Stop in at Thumb Office Supply in Bad Axe to have their technicians assess your damaged device today.
There is a Red Cross blood drive happening right now until 6:30 tonight at the Knights of Columbus Hall right here in Bad Axe. Your blood donation can save lives, making a critical difference in our community. Whether you're a regular donor or considering your first contribution, your participation does matter. There are two types of donations that you can make. Well, one is blood donation. This is the most common type of donation, during which approximately a pint of whole blood is given. This type of blood donation usually takes about an hour. And then there is the power red donation, power which is they collect the red cells but return most of the plasma and platelets to the donor. There are three donors. These donors must be specific eligibility requirements and have type A negative, B negative, or O blood. So don't miss out on this opportunity to give back and save lives today until 6:30 at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Van Dyke Road between DTE's Renewable Energy Center and McLaren's Thumb Region in Bad Axe. The AVS Tech Team, known for their expertise in tech support across Michigan's Thumb Region, is launching a series of free digital literacy events. The first event focuses on cybersecurity essentials, and it'll take place at the Rawson Memorial Library in Cass City on May the 21st at 1:30 in the afternoon. Team leader Joe Lounsbury highlights the importance of proactive cybersecurity measures in the face of increasing cyber threats. Attendees can expect a comprehensive presentation covering common cyber threats, preventative measures, identifying warning signs, and responding to potential breaches. Lounsbury stresses the interactive nature of the program, encouraging open dialogue to address concerns and boost confidence in safeguarding personnel information online. Certified technician Blake Palmer will join Lounsbury to lead the hour-long session, with both experts available for inquiries after. After the success of the Cybersecurity Essentials program, the AVS Tech Team plans to host more events, including a computer basics course on June the 6th at the Pigeon District Library, and a repeat of the cybersecurity session at the Sandusky Public Library on June the 19th. A New York appeals court upheld the gag order in Donald Trump's hush money trial today, finding that Judge Merchan properly determined that Trump's public statements posed a significant threat to the integrity of the testimony of witnesses and potential witnesses in this case as well. Trump had asked the state's intermediate appeals court to lift or modify the gag order, which bars him from commenting publicly about jurors, witnesses, and others connected to the case, including the judge's family and prosecutors other than District Attorney Elvin Bragg. In its ruling, a five-judge appeals panel noted that Trump wasn't claiming that the gag order had infringed on his right to a fair trial. This is a look at your news brought to you by Thumb Office Supply. Bad Axe, big enough to meet your needs and small enough to care, because it's one of the deep secrets of life, and that is all that is really worth doing is what we do for others. That's Thumb Office Supply right here in Bad Axe. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, make sure you come to thumbnet.net.